it again, Professor, till I get me breath. You'll have to excuse me for being late, Professor. You see, I'm living in the suburbs. I mean the suburbs, right on the outskirts. That is, the outskirts of the city. It happened like this. I read an ad in the paper that said, "Why pay rent, own your own home? A lovely place in the country, a stone's throw from the station." So I went to see the agent, and he talked me into giving him all the money I had and all the money I could borrow. Then he took a mortgage on me life for the balance, and I was supposed to own the house. Well, sir, I found out a few things when I got there, and that gag about being a stone's throw from the station. By golly, no man living could throw a stone from the station to that place. The man says to me, "Why, it's only 10 minutes to the station." 10 minutes walk, says I. "No," says he, "it's 10 minutes run." I asked him what was the latest train on the road, and he says, "Why, they're all late, only some are later than others." Well, he was right. Be the time I got home from work, ate me supper, fed the chickens, put coal on the stove, and did all the odd jobs around the house, it was time to get breakfast and take a run to the station to catch the train for the city again. You know, the house backs right up to the river in the summer, but in the spring, the river backs up to the house. The only thing I've been able to raise on the place since I've been there is pond lilies. I raise them in the cellar. They have quite a floating population there every spring. I told the agent the other day I was homesick. He says, "Why, this is your home now." "I know," says I, "that's what makes me sick." But that was last week. Today I'm the happiest man in the world. The plumber fixed a leak in the house yesterday. Today he bought his bill, and I got him to take the house for what I owed him. Let her go, Professor. Here comes the moving van. "Why, parents, I read it in the paper, own your own home. That's the proper caper for any old home. I wouldn't give a cent. It's cheaper for the move than to have to pay the rent."